Sports.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Brad Norton with Alex Strofer on the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. That is your way into the show, as well as watching on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison, or listening on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Joining us now, as he does every Tuesday at 4 o'clock,
what's happening in?
Hey, what's happening in?
Yes.
What's happening in?
What's going on? What's going on?
You got a haircut.
Yeah,
you've gotten a lot of haircuts.
It's tight.
Recently.
I had to cut it all down.
Why?
To get it low.
Summer cut.
I like the braids.
It's for the summer.
I like the braid. I like braided Tory.
You know, I like braided Tory, but it's a new era now.
Oh.
What era are you
in? New management.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, you know, we're trying to do different things. I think I'm doing more events.
You got a
now.
New girlfriend or what?
Well, I'm doing more. Well, I would have kept the braids because then she would have been able to braid my hair.
Oh.
But, what happened was I'm starting to get a lot of these invites to do all these different things.
Tory Lowe Day coming up in Milwaukee.
And when you get all these events and you can't keep up with the braids, you just don't want to be on things and you don't have your hair together. So I'm on a run right now where I got to make sure I look handsome.
Relate.
Yeah.
How long would it take you to grow your hair to where it was?
6 months.
Six months? That's pretty good growth.
6 months. I can get it back.
Wow.
But I don't think
I don't know. Brad just shaved his head and sat growing his back as fast as he thought.
My hair is growing at an all-time slow pace. I'm freaking out, boys. I'm afraid it might be the end.
If I knew I was going to get my hair cut because it was a last-minute decision, I would have did it on the show.
Oh.
I would have did it on the show and got it cut.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a surprise for you because you haven't heard this. And regular listeners of Kyle Bruss Norton have heard this, but this is a theme song of one, Kyle Wallace.
Ooh. Hey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Don't wait to my ad libs.
It's feeling good.
Kyle Wallace on the mic, so clear.
So clear.
Talking sports and the games we cheer.
Yeah, we cheer.
Women and politics swirl in the air.
Hey, yeah, babe.
Milwaukee nights, he's always there.
Okay.
Hold up.
Friday, he owns the waves. Stories of the city where passion stays. From the course to the fields and city streets.
City Kyle's streets.
Voice is the rhythm that repeats.
Okay.
DJ Stroke.
Now, don't miss the vibe.
Don't miss the vibe.
Show is the life we pursue.
Hey.
He dives deep into the city, so
from
the Bucks to the Brewers, he plays his role.
Play the role.
Breaking news and a witty spin. Kyle Wallace knows where to begin.
Where do you begin?
Yeah. Skyline lights the dark. Every word hits like a spark. He's the pulse of the city's grind.
Come on.
Find a voice for the restless.
Hey.
Tune in now, don't miss
tune
the vibe.
In.
Don't survive.
He's on the line.
Say it.
Women, politics, too.
You know I love. You know he love.
Is the life we pursue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who did this?
That's
the first question that everyone asked.
That's me.
That.
Yeah, I'm dropping.
You
my,
did that?
That
was
DJ
no.
Strofe.
DJ Strofe. Was that AI? Or what was going on? How did y'all get
DJ
this?
Strofe.
DJ Strofe.
That's such a good drop for some reason.
DJ Strofe.
If I didn't know Kyle, I would have believed this song.
Sounds like you missed the vibe.
Okay, I mean, I felt the vibe.
Yeah, you like it, don't you?
It's power.
You on the line?
Hey.
Yeah.
We all know the time.
We drop it.
You
we
know
drop
I
it
love
them. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you was going to rap. I was waiting for a rap. Because you said something about being in the streets.
Yeah,
so
don't
I thought,
know that.
I,
don't
thought,
know that,
I thought it was going to be some at least a half a 16 or something.
You know, me and my ghostwriter, we had to make sure it was good for the public. You know what I'm saying?
No,
they were in the lab. They were in the lab together.
They play a lot of hip-hop on ESPN.
Yeah, they do. And so we dropping our album.
Okay.
The KBN Summer.
He said okay and then looked at it like, what?
Yeah, KBN,
what?
Yeah, KBN dropping an album.
Okay. Hey, I'm with it.
Songs of the Summer.
Songs of the Summer by KBN.
Long as I get a feature on one.
Oh, feature? Hell yeah.
We're going to do a whole song.
I need
you.
A feature, yeah.
Yeah,
I
just
deserve
need
a
little
whole
feature,
song.
You know,
get to writing, T-Lo.
Oh, wow.
You want to write it?
I need acoustic guitar playing.
What genre would you like your song to be?
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah, I need mine in the hip-hop category.
Okay.
If I got one shot, I'm definitely going to do hip-hop because if you only get one shot, do not miss a chance to blow.
It's opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Look at that. Rad! Look at B-Rabbit.
Let's go.
B-Rabbit.
That's what I'm trying to say.
B-Rabbit.
It's Tory Lowe Tuesday here on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. Tory. Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs. I think you need to bring the $1,000 out again.
Okay, you thinking it's around that time where you think that we had a shot?
What's this? Just background music for the...
It's a beat I made for Tory.
Oh, wow.
So, Tory, Jordan Love has an over-under at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. 3,600 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jacobs, 1,050 yards. Josh Jacobs ran for 1,300-plus yards last year.
Right.
Jordan Love, in an injury-riddled season, went for 3,300 yards plus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, he threw for 4,000.
Right.
When you see an over-under for 3,600 yards for Jordan Love.
You might want to parlay that.
Oh!
That's what we've been saying.
You might
want
to parlay that.
That's right, Tory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luis
yeah. in Pottawatomie. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a good parlay.
It's easy money.
Plus 257, but we have to get permission to get that combined, and we can make it the KBN special.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get in. Let me in.
You're
in.
How much you land on there? How much money you
I mean, are we doing it as a group?
Well, I mean, yeah, we could, we can, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would throw 200 at it.
I would do 200.
Too. I would throw
at a parlay. We talking about
yeah.
a parlay?
Yeah. 200 to win. That would be.
Whoa, Kyle! I think you and I are operating. That'd be
200 to win 500. Or yeah, 200 to win 500. Yep.
Yeah.
With that parlay?
Yeah.
200 to win 500 on so Jordan Love over passing yards and Josh Jacobs over rushing yards.
I mean, you're taking $700 from Pato.
No, you take 500. You get 200 back.
So all together, 700.
Okay.
500. Yeah.
Okay.
200, stroke 50? 50? Kyle 10?
I 50 to 100?
Hey,
when
my girl, but I ain't spending
$3
when it
come up 50 to 100, I feel that confident in it. I'll probably drop a dub.
I can 100. 50.
Oh, wow.
200.
Oh, Kyle's going to drop a dub on it. That's conviction.
A dub.
Hey. I might follow suit then. I can't be the lowest.
We got to have something to do out
that would
season.
Put us at
800.
Put
it at 800.
Four.
It's just a 200.
Nope, 100. What? I didn't hear him
commit
to
anything. I'm going to do a 2. Yeah,
that's 200. That's 600. That's 800.
$800.
We're going to have a night out of college. Listen to his theme song.
Ooh, boy. I tell you.
And
wow. It's a stressful year.
And if it hits, we can yell what you love to yell once it hits. But we're not going to say
no,
that.
No. We're not saying that yet.
Ban those two words for now. Just out of count.
And this is real talk. Like this is as Tausch joined us earlier, we asked Tausch about those over-unders. And he's like, yeah, I'd be inclined to take the over on both of them.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. We've gone through it. Jordan Love, if he has 17 games that he plays, and even if he misses one, right? If he plays all 17 games, he needs to average 212 passing yards per game. That is more than achievable.
And I'm thinking about the averages as
and
well.
If he stays healthy.
That's the big thing, right? I'm just playing the percentages of the fact Jordan Love had a healthy first season. Last year he played through injuries, right? And if Jordan Love isn't healthy this season, we're having a whole nother conversation about whether or not Jordan Love can be healthy. So I feel like just overall, Jordan Love is probably going to be more upright. Hopefully he's going to be healthy. And I feel like that 3,600 is pretty low. He got 3,389 yards, and he missed two games last year. And then he missed second halves in two games as well. So, I mean, he could have did that in the second half of a game.
And they coming in with a loaded offense, too.
So. And something to prove, because I think they're hearing all of the stuff, like, did Jordan Love regress? Did he make the improvement? I think he's hearing that. The receivers are hearing that. And when it comes to the injury part of it, that's something as a pro that you learn, right? Because we have to remember, yes, it's Jordan Love's sixth season, but he's only been starting for two. How to stay upright, how to avoid injury. Like, those are veteran-type perspectives and things that you do to keep your body healthy, decisions that you make in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we're sitting here saying, man, if Jordan Love stays healthy, he's going to go blow by that. If Josh Jacobs stays healthy, the older you get, the more you know how to take care of your body and the more you know how to actually play all 17 games.
So because we're doing our due diligence on putting what is some real juice behind this as a show.
Oh, yeah.
1,050 yards divided by 14 games for Josh Jacobs. Just taking three out, right? Just in case, you know, he gets nicked up, something happens. 14 games batted by 1,050, 75 yards on the dot.
75 yards a game?
Yeah.
He's got that in him. He averaged more than that per game last year.
Yeah, and plus, he's got some big games
plus
next year, too.
The threat of the deep threat, if we have that deep threat idea with the wide receiver crew we have, the running game should be wide open. See, the thing is, the passing game opens up the running game, or the running game opens up the passing game.
So and if they, you get a little bit of both.
If you get a little bit of both, this is.
Yeah, it becomes
this is
churning.
This is doable.
Very doable.
We still have to make sure we can get them to accept the parlay. Maybe it's the Pottawatomie special just for Kyle Brusson-Ortman, but oh. I'd love to extend it to KBN Nation, because if we're going to put it behind, you know, with money, I think, you know, gamble responsibly. You don't have to do it, but it'd be fun to have everybody winning with us.
It's true.
You know, yeah, my
lots to root for.
You know, my
season.
Favorite team is who I bet on too. You know,
oh,
and then Josh Jacobs, I love them.
Dial it up, Matt LaFleur.
Just a little note on that too. Do you realize going from last year to this year is a different year? The Green Bay Packers play. These are the bottom six teams in rushing defense last year. The Panthers, the Saints, the Commanders, the Cowboys, the Bears, the Giants. The Packers play five or six of those teams.
Kyle!
Five or six of those teams.
To add more to this, I think what excites me most about the Jacobs thing is 52% of the time they ran the ball. And I think that's a pretty healthy percentage in today's NFL. Not only did they run it that much, they basically, the last 5 to 7 games of the season, the first drive was the Josh Jacobs drive.
Yeah.
And it's not like teams didn't know that they were going to lean on Josh Jacobs in their scripted drives in the first 10 to 15 plays of the game.
Right.
You must have gone in preparing for that. But Josh Jacobs is one of the best running backs in the league for a reason. He did lead the league in rushing. Now, 3 seasons ago?
Yes.
I think
yes.
So now, yeah.
Yes. It wasn't uncommon, though, to Ben's point, to exit the third or the first quarter, and he's already got 40 yards, right? I mean, like, that's how much they fed him early on. Because, and then, honestly, he starts to make his money up more in the third and fourth quarter when no one wants to tackle him because he is running downhill. Hey, he likes that contact.
Would you join us if we can parlay this 800-990-3776?
Pow! Hey, we got Metallica Sandman. Hey, I remember I used to do the air guitar and just.
Na-na-na-na. This is how I'm walking into the Pottawatomie Sports Book.
This is how I make that call right here.
Coming for you, Potto.
Hey. KBN Nation.
It was a pleasure.
Put it on the line.
On the line. Woo-hoo. You know I love him.
No, I love him.
Pow.
Tori, you're the best.
All right. Thank y'all for having me.
Diabolical. No, nothing's diabolical about that bet. Tell you that much. Brad, why don't you tell us about your good friends?
Oh, I would love to tell you about my good friends at QC Kinetics, because now that we're entering the summer months, that means golfing and kayaking and walking and running, all the things you love to stay active with. But you know what? If you got pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, particularly from arthritis or chronic tendonitis, QC Kinetics is your go-to solution for non-surgical relief. You probably have heard the same old song and dance where it's got to be surgery, it's got to be drugs, all these things. I'm here to tell you, you need a second opinion. You owe it to yourself to go to QC Kinetics because they are on the cutting edge, the forefront, the frontier of regenerative medicine and these technologies that are giving people their life back and not masking short-term pain, but long-term pain relief. And honestly, I went to QC Kinetics, the Greenfield location, talking to them. They say the longer you put it off, you know, the more challenging it becomes. So if you are even thinking about it, oh man, that knee, that hip, that back, whatever it is, if it's aggravating you, if it's been chronic, then you need to do it right now. The consultation is completely free. They're going to put an ultrasound to that spot. You're going to see on that iPad exactly what's going on then and there. And QC Kinetics, they have a personal plan to long-term pain relief. So give them a call today. The consultation is absolutely free. QC Kinetics, 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
The Packers practice at their OTAs today. Now it's not full speed, but there are some highlights from the OTAs today. Strofe scoured the internet. We have the highlights of today's Packers practice next.
You're listening to Kyle Brusten Nortman.
Pull my baby out the goal. Y'all, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby gonna get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, hanging with you till 5 o'clock here on 94.5 ESPN and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, 800-990-3776. Carbo's talking text line. Shout out to Tory Lowe for joining us on the Tory Lowe Tuesday. But it was a Packers practice today. Still shorts and t-shirts, Strofe?
That's correct.
Shorts and t-shirts time. Who's looking good in shorts and t-shirts? Time now for Alex Strofe to catch us up on everything Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love this. We're going to have some fun up at 1265 or across from 1265 Lombardi Avenue. Let's start with this one from Weston Hodkiewicz, Packers.com. Nice throw from Malik Willis.
Oh.
2 minute drill. Oh.
To who?
Across the middle. But newly added wide receiver Sam Brown can't haul it in.
That's Sam Brown.
Shucks.
How about that? 2 minute drills end. Colby Wooden, a pass deflection at the line of scrimmage.
Good job. Need a
Be
big
active.
Gear from him.
Be
Need
active.
A big gear from him.
This one from Matt Schneidman of The Athletic. In base, Cooper McDuffie and Isaiah Simmons, your linebackers. No Quay Walker at practice today. Javon Bullard comes in at nickel on the second snap. Matthew Golden went in motion around the line of scrimmage on the first snap.
No.
We've got Golden in motion.
He's fast.
The opportunities are endless. In motion.
Couple more. This is just an update from Andy Herman. Everything Matthew Golden does just looks natural.
Told ya.
Routes.
Told ya.
Catching.
Mm-hmm.
Kick returning.
Oh.
Punt returning.
Oh.
He was just
throwing the ball.
He was just born to do it.
He was.
Wow.
That I can't
Specimen.
Agree with. He is. He's special.
He is.
He's special.
This one from the final play of practice from Rob Domofsky. Best play in the two OTAs media has been allowed to attend. Jordan Love. Perfect placement, a 30-yard teardrop.
Teardrop.
To Jaden Reed for a touchdown.
Touchdown.
I bet they cooked Keyshawn Nixon.
Cooked Kalen King. That followed by the winning two-point play. Jordan Love drops back, finds a man in the corner of the end zone, 50-50 ball. Romeo Dobbs.
Come on. They
Romeo,
ready.
Romeo.
All right, last one for you. I specifically want Brad to react to this.
Okay.
From Matt Schneidman. Packers just ran a fake field goal in front of the media for the first time in 6 years.
No, they didn't.
Daniel Whelan rolls out to his right.
Oh.
Throws in the direction of Zach Tom in the flat.
Attaboy.
That's right tackle Zach Tom for those of you keeping track of him.
That's not.
Incomplete.
Ideal. Yeah, that's not
Yeah,
ideal.
That has a fire written all over it.
I don't want Zach Tom firing nowhere. I want him firing hands in the chest of defensive linemen. I don't want him firing running routes. We don't need that.
Yeah, that's a classic snap in the dirt or fumbled snap.
Super Bowl.
Without a doubt. What do you mean
those?
You mean? I'll tell you what. What we witnessed today across from Lambeau Field is that of a championship team getting ready to win a Super Bowl.
It is
that of impeccable play. You know what creates diamonds pressure? Who's got the third hardest schedule in the NFL this year, fellas? Answer me that.
The GBP.
The GBP. Who has a quarterback on a year where he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Everybody from unsportsmanlike to get up to Mike Greenberg to Dan Orlovsky
this week. Mr. Sexy himself, Jordan Love.
Talking about Jordan Love and regression in year two as the starter. What's going to happen in year three? I don't know. Let's think about it this way. What Brett Favre do in year three?
Super Bowl.
What did Aaron Rodgers do in year three as a starter?
Super Bowl.
And Brad, what is Jordan Love going to do in year three as a
starter? Super Bowl.
Thank you. I digress.
How excited he is. Yeah.
OTAs, baby. It's where the real players are shaped. Real players.
Yeah, studs and
doing
shorts.
Real football things.
Romeo Dobbs balling, Jaden Reed balling, Matthew Golden balling, Jordan Love.
Give me the golden one again.
Yeah, that was so good.
They got Kyle
so
tingly.
Sexy.
From,
so good.
From Andy Herman. Everything Matthew Golden does just looks natural.
Mm-hmm. No, not natural.
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 Catching, returning. He was just born to do it.
Came out of the womb catching passes.
Wow.
Came out of the wound.
Jugs machine right there. He caught a pass.
Came out of the womb and did a little trickery at the line of scrimmage.
Get your 22 jersey now.
They put him in motion, too. They put him in motion.
Oh, so sexy. Because
he's extremely fast. He's going to be in motion in real season, too. Just wait on him. I'm telling y'all, Matthew Golden's going to be the golden boy of Green Bay. I can't wait.
I'm so ready for training
t-shirts.
I'm so ready for training.
We're on shorts and t-shirts right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, the dude's good.
And helmets.
Hey, look.
Jordan Love dropping dimes.
The thing.
Hang on, I'm not going to lie. Domofsky on teardrop.
That's quite a loose use of the word. Now we're in shorts and t-shirts. I mean, I bet it was a nice throw. You're right. It's an encouraging sign that Love looks good. It's an encouraging sign that Matthew Golden looks good. Does it really mean anything?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Not with that attitude, it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, what did we just do then? Why did we do that if it didn't matter?
Because I think the whole idea of overreacting to OTAs is very funny.
Well, I have a question, because there's one thing that I love saying about a pass thrown by a quarterback. Teardrop had me like, oh, wow.
It's a nice word.
I always say, put it right in the bread basket, baby. Right in the bread basket.
I'm telling y'all, Jordan Love is ready.
Bread basket or teardrop? I guess they're two different things.
Two different things. A teardrop is the way the ball goes up thrown, and down.
Yeah. Breadbasket feels like
the location.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the chest right there. Put it right there.
No, I'd say
between the numbers.
It's throwing dots.
Boom.
Right in between the hands and the chest.
Like he's running a go route.
Teardrops are more
a teardrop
beautiful.
Into
beautiful.
The breadbasket.
Oh,
yeah, that's good.
Jordan Love threw a teardrop into the breadbasket.
But hold on, there's the geometry, the trigonometry. Does that work?
Trigonometry.
Of what? You lost Kyle and
yeah,
I
you
quick.
Did for sure.
Is it just geometry? Or is it trigonometry?
Physics?
Well, I'm looking for, like, the angles.
Yeah.
It'd be more geometry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does the geometry of a teardrop, right, it goes up and then it comes down, does that work in a bread basket? Because you're kind of almost punt returning if it hits your bread basket.
But it's only...
Because you want a teardrop, like, over the shoulder.
But only the perfect teardrop could land
in the
bread basket.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ben, you're just in a good position. All right. I'm out. I'm the receiver. I'm running this way. Throw me a teardrop. Okay, that's
he's throwing him a teardrop.
So I got it here.
Yeah.
I ran into a chair.
Yeah, but of course, Strofe on the teardrop into the breadbasket, still, even though it was thrown perfectly, tried to chest catch it.
He did.
I
was trying to reel it in and tuck it.
Does is unathletic.
Yeah. He can't help it.
A golf swing, a baseball pitch. Attempt to catch a fake pass from me in the studio.
Genetics are undefeated, man.
A three-cone combine drill.
Can't
a fake teardrop catch should be the easiest thing to make smooth.
Not if you never played football. He just watched it.
Dimitri in Waukesha, you're on the Carbless Talking text line.
I believe the phrase you guys are looking for is dropping it into the bucket.
I like teardrop into the bread basket a little better, Dimitri. I'm not going to lie.
He just likes more syllables.
To take the phrase from Josh DiMaggio, producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, some would qualify the pass that Jordan Love made to Jaden Reed as a pilsling.
Pilsling's good.
Mm.
Throwing dots. It's another one. Dots. Darts.
Dots, everything. I love it.
I like smoking darts. I don't know about throwing them.
Smoking darts.
I thought you are a big dart thrower. Actual darts.
Well, actual darts. That's why I think it's offensive to the game, so that's why I don't use it to describe football.
You think it's offensive to the game when you refer to things.
How good are you at darts?
Better than all three of you combined.
Okay. I mean,
well, I don't
if we played
we
you
have
and darts.
We have one right here. We got to play.
If we played
you
and darts.
30 minutes.
And then
I do have some time to spare before the dentist.
I don't.
You got a dentist appointment today?
I got to get my...
That's a late appointment.
Shame on you for not telling us this.
What?
That's a very late appointment.
How do you get
a
5:30
really
appointment?
I had my cleaning a month ago, and they also shaped my teeth for a mouth guard at night because I grind my teeth and my gums are receding. So I'm just picking up the fitting, making sure it's good to go.
Mm.
Definitely not going to bring it to the bachelor party because I'd lose it.
Wow.
I need Kyle to tell us how he is investing is money.
Yep, I'm just telling y'all this right now. Summer is just around the corner, and you can feel the weather, and we know it hits different when you are a homeowner. Suddenly, you're in your backyard, you're thinking like I am, hey, this could be a sweet deck, or maybe I should get a new patio, or maybe I should get somebody to help me out with my yard, or maybe I should finally finish my basement. Or maybe you don't have a home at all, but you're trying to get one. That's where Citizens Bank comes in. They're not just another bank. They are your bank because they truly listen, y'all. Whether it's a HELOC to knock out those summer projects or just having someone local to talk through your options, you can always count on Citizens Bank because they are there. That's what they mean when they say bank where you belong with Citizens Bank. You're not just an account number. They know your name. They remember who you are, and they do everything to do what's right for you. So if you're dreaming a little bit bigger this summer, check out CitizensBankWI.bank. That's CitizensBankWI.bank. That is CitizensBankWI.bank, or just stop by your local branch today. Citizens Bank is an equal housing lender.
Wheel of Strofe. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so...
Say that again.
Nobody
said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Clean Health Club, open 24/7. Free childcare with the membership. Something for everyone. The outdoor pool is amazing. There's a bar there. It's not the only reason why I love it. The pool is awesome. I can bring my baby girl there. But also get great workouts, new equipment. They're always upgrading the facilities. Strong body, strong mind, and strong community. Everything in your grasp at the Princeton Club for your better tomorrow. Still don't know if this is a good segment or not, but it's fun writing all the topics on the wheel. Time now for the
Wheel of Strofe.
You never know what to expect when the wheel appears. It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Yeah, we are back in better than ever, the Wheel of Strofe. Our contestants today, as always, Kyle Wallace, Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman. I'm your host, Alex Strofe. Today, written on the wheel, I don't even remember what we wrote, Ben. List us our topics.
You need them from me?
I do need them from you.
Song?
Song.
Hall of Fame? Is that one of them?
Hall of Fame is one of them.
Brad?
Brad is one of the topics, yes.
Honesty?
Honesty.
And friendship.
And friendship, yes.
Still have push-ups and Kyle, Ben, and Brad time. Wheel of Strofe!
Ooh, it sounds different. Yeah,
it's a little broken. Ooh.
Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, in the spirit of honesty and friendship and Brad all written on the board, I need to be honest with you guys.
Oh, wow.
All five topics on the board were the same thing today.
Whoa!
Oh.
Spin zone.
So we've been talking for about a year and a half at this point about how much of a travesty it is that our friend, Brad Nortman, is not yet a member of the Brookfield Central Athletic Hall of Fame, despite being a member of their state runner-up team in 2006, despite being a multiple-time letter winner, a highly recruited prospect, and all the in-between. So I did a little digging
today.
Don't
forget about the academia.
Oh, I didn't, and you'll find out why soon. Did a little digging today. You know what Brookfield Central's Athletic Hall of Fame did for the first time ever this year?
No.
What did they do?
I don't know, Strofe.
I don't know if it's actually for the first time ever. It's just the first time I've known they've done it. Nominations are open.
No.
Guess who I went ahead and nominated today?
Wow.
No, you did not.
Chad Nortman.
To whom it may concern, Brad Nortman was the epitome of a successful Brookfield Central Lancer, both on and off the field. Nortman was a member of some highly successful athletic teams during his time at BC, including the 2006 state runner-up football team, in which he was a starting linebacker and punter. Brad led the team in tackles during the 2006 season, which included a team-high 7 tackles and a forced fumble in the state championship game against Franklin. On top of that, Brad was an all-conference selection multiple years while maintaining an incredibly high GPA in the classroom. Mm-hmm. All of his accomplishments while at Central led to an exceptional athletic and academic career after the fact, starting for his home state school collegiately. As a member of the Wisconsin Badgers, Brad was known for punting the ball far while also being an incredible weapon for fake punts. College football legend Kirk Herbstreit is quoted as saying, "He's an offensive weapon for this team." After Wisconsin, Nortman went on to play 6 years in the NFL for the Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars, which included an appearance in Super Bowl 50. Nortman holds multiple college degrees, which led to his post-playing career as a financial advisor in Milwaukee. Since 2023, Nortman changed full-time careers, going from playing football to talking football on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee and 100.5 ESPN Madison as an afternoon drive host on the wildly popular Kyle Bruston Nortman program. Brookfield's hometown kid is overdue for this esteemed honor at his alma mater.
Wow, I'm blushing.
So, I gotta say.
I'm blushing.
Put him in a Hall of Fame.
If this isn't the year, I don't know when the year's gonna be. I still haven't heard back.
Oh, wow.
You sent them that?
You submitted it?
I sent them that, yes. I sent them the audio version and the written version.
You sent them the audio? Who'd you send it to?
The athletic director and the principal.
Okay. That seems like it would be the right people to send it to. I'm blushing, Strofe.
Can I send it?
The nominations are open for anybody to submit, so if you would like to help us in our efforts to get Brad Nortman into the Brookfield Central Hall of Fame, this is me asking, not Brad. Once again, I say this is me asking, not
Brad's
Brad.
Too humble for him to do that.
Just look up Brookfield Central Athletic Hall of Fame. It will bring you to a landing page, and then you can click the nomination form. It's just a Google sheet. It takes maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm.
And you can maybe say KBN sent you. But,
the tidal wave of KBN.
But May, I think, 15th or 16th, 2026 is next year's panel. It is... it's $1,000 for 4 seats. So, Benny, if you don't mind winning a little bit.
Wait. Do they say when they decide on...
It does not say when the decision
is. But that's the induction?
I mean, it's not for another 11 months. So, I'm going to be pesky.
They charge people to go to the Hall of Fame event?
It's to raise money for their athletics department.
Oh, Whitefish Bay, you just do it for free.
Oh, wow. Mm. Well, Central's trying to be next level, you know?
Mm. Or maybe they're brokies.
Oh, wow.
You can spin the wheel, but this is the one topic I had today.
That's so good. Thanks, Stroke.
I do have a full version of that song also.
Oops.
I'm
10 push-ups for Alex Stroke.
Yeah, you can't do that.
10. No, yeah, I can.
Push-ups. Come on.
Get down and give us 10.
Oh,
drop
wow.
and give me 10. Drop and give me 10.
Real push-ups.
Brad, you got to maybe stand up. Make sure he does them correctly.
I love
that he's stretching his arms for 10 push-ups.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic that you have to stretch your arms.
Count them out.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Are
they pathetic?
8, 9, 10.
What do you mean 10? Were they at
it was, they were pretty strong push-ups. Slowed down slightly.
I'll take pretty strong.
What, are you exhausted?
I mean, I'm out of shape, man. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was good, Strofe.
That was a good.
What a great
wheel
beat
of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe.
That might have been one of your better ones.
I'm honored, Strofe.
You want to hear
I'm the blushing.
Song?
The people can't tell on the airwaves, but
it,
I'm honored.
It touched your heart. I can tell.
It really did. It really did.
You want to hear the song?
That would be something. That would be something.
Ding, ding.
Tell us about Tsunami Express, Mr. Future Hall of Famer.
That's right. Well, I'll be driving the Hall of Fame mobile, aka the Nortman car. I can tell you what. It feels like I'm legitimately driving a brand new car off the lot. That is how efficient and effective Tsunami Express Car Wash is. In reality, my car is 9 years old, but boy, oh boy, whenever I drive it through there, it looks like I am driving a brand new car. Heads are turning as my car is glistening and reflective down the street. That's because Tsunami Express has state-of-the-art wash technology. They're going to give you a long-lasting shine and protection, particularly during the summer months when the sun is shining so bright. Protection and a shine will come with Tsunami Express Car Wash. Not only that, an inside-out clean. Vacuums, I'm telling you, when you pull the vacuum from the holder, it's like... I mean, it is blowing the content so hard back from your car. It makes your car so clean from the inside out. Mat washers, detailing supplies, and free tire air. Tsunami Express has everything. That's why I am a ceramic member, a monthly member for one low monthly cost that if you just go two times throughout the month, it already pays for itself. There's so many reasons to go Tsunami Express. Now is the time, especially when you're driving down the road, you got all the bugs on the windshield, you want those off. Tsunami Express, go to location. There are many locations around Greater Milwaukee, so there's one close by you. So if you want to get that clean feeling in your car inside and out, go to Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express.
Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson of ESPN joins us next before the Homer Hour on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Nope.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If you are thinking about updating your windows, think no longer because I have the solution for you. I'm going to keep it easy for you. UWD. Yes, Universal Windows Direct is the place to go. What I love about them is the fact that you work hard for your home, you take pride in your home, and they will take pride in making sure your home looks beautiful and perfect with your brand new windows. And what I love about Universal Windows Direct, you can get payments as low as $99 per month or no payments and no interest for an entire year. That gives you a full year, KB Nation, to enjoy the comfort, savings, and curb appeal before you even make a single payment. I've worked with Universal Windows Direct. You guys know that, and I can tell you from my experience, their team is fantastic. They show up on time. They do their job. They make sure they break everything down for you, and guess what? The results speaks for themselves, and I see it every single day in my house. So if you're feeling those summer cooling costs creeping up, or you're just ready to give your home a fresh new look, don't wait. Give my friends at Universal Windows Direct a call right now at 414-410-2000 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Joining us here on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman before he joins the Homer Hour is Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson of ESPN. John, how are you?
Good, man. Just back from Philadelphia. Watch my boy Kenny Bednarik run people down. The fastest man in the world right now is from Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Kenny, Kung Fu Kenny. Kung Fu Kenny.
Yeah. He's now 300,000. He's 300K Kenny right now.
Oh, wow. He made $300,000.
Can I ask a question of the professor?
Go right ahead.
Oh, sure, Homer.
What do we got?
Professor, Ben Brust, when he was single, had one plate in his house. So now he's invited someone over.
Yep.
For dinner. He asked her to bring a second plate. Now,
we're getting married in August. So
hold on. This is not. Professor, doesn't it make sense to you that he, knowing someone else is coming, would go buy a second plate?
It's a normal human
behavior. So he doesn't have to ask her unless, and this could be, maybe you would know as a professor, maybe that was his way of, there was some benefit he saw of getting her to bring a plate. If I was dating a girl, she asked me to go over to eat, and she said, can you bring a plate? I only have one.
Boy, I'd be thinking bad things.
Yeah. I can't say, but professor, what?
Well, yeah, that's a bad look, but I give him this dispensation that since they are getting married, you're registered somewhere. I'm sure they'll have plates. He's already managed to somehow win this woman over, so I can live with it. But ordinarily, that would be tragic.
But would you have purchased a second plate before she came?
Time out.
And the worst part is, it's a plastic plate, isn't it?
No. They were ceramic or whatever breaks.
Yeah, like a ceramic, like a nicer.
So clearly a plate expert.
Yeah.
Were plates that were left over at my house with after the parents got divorced. I was like, I just need something for my apartment when I move or whatever. And I probably started with six or seven, John, and I probably ended up dropping all of them until I had one. And so, but at that point, when you're living alone, I'm a paper plate guy, I don't want to do the dishes, so I only have one plate.
But John, I want to ask you though, because Ben just said so. He has a stack of paper plates. What's worse, asking this girl he's courting, who is now going to be his wife, to bring an extra normal, quote, normal plate, or just serve dinner on paper plates?
The whole thing is just tragic. I don't know that there. It's all just levels.
What if he'd had only one fork? Would he have asked her to bring a fork, or would he have purchased one?
I've heard of BYOB, but I've never heard of BYOP.
Yeah.
And that's just
bring
awful.
Your own plate.
Yeah, Ben is an interesting guy, man.
Okay,
maybe.
Unless I told her, like, listen, Giannis was over the other night, and we had a great Greek dinner, and we threw all the plates and broke them against the wall, and I only have one left.
I'm not Greek, so I don't have that excuse.
I
didn't have any excuse. Yeah. I just broke all the plates. I just dropped over time. A little clumsy.
Wow. And she still decided to marry him. Good for her.
Yeah, this is tough. Yeah, just don't. And if you guys are registered, don't carry the china. That's not for you. Put it away.
No, china is not on the registry.
I was gonna say that would be ironic.
Or it would be a great way to kick off our marriage.
Oh,
China don't cabinets.
Just don't let Penn.
Don't get china. Cabinets are way too expensive.
Okay, thank you, Kyle, for the drop-in.
Don't do it. Worst decision I've ever made.
All right. Thanks for getting your personal gripe off. John Anderson joining us here.
There you go.
Strofe, give me one. Brewers!
Brewers!
Okay, not you, Kyle.
Brewers!
Eight straight, John.
John, hang up. Wow.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Eight straight, John. Are the Brewers setting us up for Mark Antanasio's summer filled with memories, or is there something more going on here?
I don't know. Like, I think anytime any team wins eight in a row, there's some smoke and mirrors, right? Like, you know that was it the Murderers Row Yankees back in the 20s? Like, they never won more than nine in a row. So, and they won 100 and some odd games. Like, it's just eight in a row is ridiculous. It's defying the odds. So that's not going to keep up. I just don't know how they keep managing to pitch like this, because they don't have anybody to pitch. You just watch them.
But
like,
they
who
do.
Who are these guys?
Savale got through five yesterday. I know. The amount of pitchers has been crazy.
Yeah.
The starter was Elvin Rodriguez at home. Do you remember that?
Like I'm watching Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kids, where they just turn around and they keep going, who are these guys? You know, and then they finally go, I don't know who they are. But
like, Chad Patrick sounds fake.
So,
like, they just found a guy named Chad Patrick.
That sounds like an AI name.
Or
right
a movie
there.
Star.
Yeah.
Chad Patrick.
It sounds like every guy that they pitch, I'm like, that guy's got a number that's a spring training number. Like, there's just nobody that you feel like even has a legit major league number that comes through there. But, listen, I don't know that they keep it up. It breaks my heart that the Cubs are playing well. And the rest of that National League is tough between the way the Giants are playing and over in, you know, with the Phillies,
the Padres,
the
Giants, and the Dodgers out west.
Yeah, it's just going to be hard to make a wild card. But listen, that they've won eight in a row is some sort of small miracle. Because I'm the dummy that said somehow they're going to win 90 games. By the way, that might not be good enough to get in the playoffs in the National League, by the way. It's just really crazy.
It is still early. I feel that.
Yeah, 100 games to go.
Yeah, I will not jump into the wild card situation on the West yet, because the Padres have not played that well late, and I'm getting a little too sidetracked.
But at least we're getting right now, like, okay, cool. They got me interested into June, so that's good. You know,
that was Antanasio's plan, as Kyle would say.
Family fun.
Family and fun. I enjoy it very, very so much.
You could be the Cubs, completely useless by September.
Hey,
so
that's
we don't
true.
Have that.
What I will say, though, is if you know, for all you gamblers out there, if you want to go to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Freddy Peralta versus Hunter Green. Hunter Green, good pitcher for the Reds.
Yeah, we but told Hunter you, Hunter. Green.
The savants.
Freddy Fastball, they call him.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know
good
that?
Job. Good job. Freddy is an underdog today, and the Brewers have won eight games. So if you want some value, I would say take it on the Brewers.
ERA under three right now, playing in Cincinnati.
I'm glad
good.
You guys have finally done your research. Yeah, they didn't know Aaron Civale pitched yesterday. I asked them who the starter was, and they are now trying to make up for that. But to be fair, to your point.
I would not have known either.
Yeah, there's been a lot of
I was on a plane.
I was at dinner.
Got back, and I'm like, oh, they played this afternoon already? I didn't realize. Good for them. So Freddie's thing could just be like the chance of winning nine in a row is just really remote, and so that's why they went down on poor Fred. It might not have anything to do with his arm.
Well, John, I'm glad you went viral with Homer on the Jack Centurio clip. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about since you don't have Twitter.
None.
Yep. Sounds great. That's perfect. That's why you guys are awesome. In 2 minutes, the guys that have no idea what's going on, except Homer does follow Twitter a lot. They're the Homer Hour with John Anderson. In 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.